DNA controls the genetic information in every cell in our body and is central to life on Earth. Essentially, it's a line of genetic coding which is different in each of us. But new research suggests there is a second layer of hidden information within that code. Professor Helmut Schiessel from the University of Leiden told me more.
You all know that DNA carries the genetic information, the genes that encode for our proteins. But I was interested in a layer of information of mechanical nature. So the idea is that the sequence of letters that are written into the DNA molecule are actually physical entities that have different mechanical properties. Some are softer and some are stiffer. And as a result of this, DNA molecule could carry mechanical cues, mechanical signals, so that some stretches of the DNA molecule are softer and some are stiffer. And that, as a result, will control the way the DNA folds onto itself inside a cell, and it will control which parts are more easily accessible and which parts are more difficult to access.
So you've discovered this second layer in the DNA itself. Why is this important?
It is important because this is a layer that tells cells which part of the DNA they should read and which part of the DNA they should better not read. And that is very important because it will tell a cell which proteins it produces, and which protein it produces makes the properties of the cell. You can imagine that a nerve cell is very different from other cells in our body, yet all our cells carry exactly the same genetic information. So it's very important which parts are accessible and which are not. Think about it like a library. The text in a library is packed in all the books, and all the books that are closed cannot be read. And so essentially what happens here is that you have a lot of books in the library that are closed and that text cannot be read. And then you bring in keys, if you want, so to different cells, and then they can open these books. And so this way you can control who is reading what.
Thousands